Section 48. Magazines.
Section 48. Magazines.
For just about every interest in life, there is a magazine.
For just about every interest in life, there is a magazine.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, you think of a subject, and you can be sure there is a magazine you can buy for it.
Well, you think of a subject, and you can be sure there is a magazine you can buy for it.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Why do you think that is?
Yes, I suppose you're right. Why do you think that is?
Probably because the publishers of magazines make money from them.
Probably because the publishers of magazines make money from them.
Sure, but I think that they must also have a special interest in what they are writing about.
Sure, but I think that they must also have a special interest in what they are writing about.
Or they get writers who know the subject to write about it.
Or they get writers who know the subject to write about it.
There are also general magazines as well.
There are also general magazines as well.
Like children's or women's magazines, you mean?
Like children's or women's magazines, you mean?
Yeah, they cover the sort of material that is of interest.
Yeah, they cover the sort of material that is of interest
to a particular but wide audience.
To a particular but wide audience.
Actually, I prefer reading magazines to books.
Actually, I prefer reading magazines to books.
Why is that?
Why is that?
I think it's because I can read them quicker.
I think it's because I can read them quicker.
Yeah. You can pick them up and put them down after just a short read.
Yeah, you can pick them up and put them down after just a short read.
And they are usually cheaper than books. I like that.
And they are usually cheaper than books. I like that.